Okay, we're now about 27 lines from the top of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing why certain kings were not listed among those who don't have a portion in the world to come. And the Gemara asks, "Bibnei Malo Manu as Amon." Why wasn't Amon mentioned as a king who doesn't have a portion in the world to come? He wasn't a great king. He did evil, and he caused others to sin. So the Gemara says, "Bibnei Kavodosh Yoshio," because of the honor of Yoshio, who was the son of Amon. So the Gemara asks, Menashe nami lo nimne, so the Menashe also shouldn't be counted. After all, Bibnei Kvaro Shel Chizkiah, because of the honor of Chizkiah, who was his father. So the Gemara has this line, Bra mizaki abba, abba lo mizaki bra. A son can provide his chus, a merit for the father, but a father cannot provide a merit for the son. This idea of a son providing a merit for the father, so the Sefer Chasidim in Siman Aleph, Kuf Ayin Aleph, writes that the pasuk says, "Kaber lam chay yisoh asher p'diso Hashem," and Devarim Chaf Aleph, we say that we want that there should be a kapara, there should be an atonement for the generation that left Egypt, but they all died. So how can we get an atonement for those who already died? So based on this, Sefer Chassidim writes that Bram is Abba, the son can provide his chus for the father even if he passed away. For example, if a father sins and he has a son learn Torah and do good deeds, that through the deeds of the son, so the son provides his chus for the father. And from here we learn, from here they establish that we give tzedakah, we give charity for those who already died. Perhaps the idea of Yisker, the famous story of Tzidfan Meseches Ketanos, Meseches Kal Rabosi Perek Beis Lachates, where Rabbi Akiva sees his golem, who's walking around. He has a load of wood, or a heavy load on his shoulder, and he's crying and moaning. And Rabbi Akiva said, "What's going on?" And he said, "He committed sins during his life." And Rabbi Akiva said, "Do you leave a son?" And he finds out that he had a son, and the son basically goes to shul. Rabbi Akiva convinces him to say, to recite a bracha, maybe brachu Hashem barach, maybe, and provide a menuchas, salvation or rest, a respite to the father. So this idea, based on this, or zeruah is a different version. The child said, kadosh yasom, to save his father from punishment. This idea of the son provides chus for the father. The Iyun Yaakov writes that his son can provide his chus for the father because it's his koach. The son comes from the father, so he can provide his chus for the father, as opposed to the father does not come from the son, so the father cannot provide his chus to the son. Also, he says that the father can rebuke the son, but the son cannot rebuke the father to do anything. So the son can provide his chus for the father. Rav Chaim Vital, by the way, writes that when the son gives tzedakah or recites kaddish, it's not simply that he's saving the father from punishment. When he says kaddish, he's raising the spiritual level of the father in Gan Eden. So on Shabbos Yom Tov, where there is no punishment in the next world, you can even say kaddish for a parent, deceased parent, because it even works to increase their level of reward and spiritual level. So the Rashba asked the following question: what do you mean a father cannot provide chus for the son? Don't we say notzer chesed la'alafim, that parents are mezaka subsequent generations? The Rashba says no, that's only for olam hazeh, but not for olam haba. Then we have this question, because the Gemara in Sotah Daf Yudim Beis states that David said b'ni seven times to bring Avshalom out of Gehenim. So there are a lot of answers to this question. Tosfos says because Avshalom received a misa mishun, an unusual death, so his father's tefillah helped. Or it means that the child still gets punished despite the honor of the father, but tefillah helps. It's not automatic that the father automatically provides chus for the child, but tefillah helps. Shvus Yaakov said the father could help the child as long as the child is not muchzak berishusa, was not so wicked, which apparently Avshalom was not. And the Gemara continues and says, "Tichsiv," that what's the idea that a parent cannot be mezaka the child? The pasuk says, "Ve'ein miyadi matzil," that I cannot save. And the we darshan the sifrei, "Ein avra matzil shishmal, ein tzol matzil eitzav." Avram cannot save Yishmael, Yisrael cannot save Esav. So the Meiri points out that, yeah, Avram cannot be Mezakeh Yishmael, Yisrael cannot be Mezakeh Esav, because they're not part of the bris, they're not part of the covenant. They weren't spiritual descendants to carry on the covenant of Avram, Yitzchak, and eventually Yaakov. But Avshalom was part of the covenant. So maybe David can be Mezakeh to Avshalom. So these are different answers to this question. There's a general question about Yishmael and Avram. The Torah Chaim says, oh, wait a second. Doesn't the Gemara say that Yishmael did tshuva? So what does it mean that so what does it mean that Avram cannot save Yishmael? So he leaves that as a question. And the Eitz Yosef answers, he says the truth is the Yishmael did the tshuva, but his descendants sinned, and Avram's chus does not be mezakeh the grandchildren or the descendants. Because he says that ben beno is like, b'nei banim is like banim, the grandchildren are like children. So this idea that Yaakov could not save the descendants of Yishmael, even though Yishmael himself did tshuva, according to the Gemara. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Hashadashi the Hachi, now that we came to this, Achaz namilo imne mishum kvaro shel Chizkia. Now, Achaz, which we saw last week, or last session, that Achaz, we said that he wasn't counted among those who don't have a portion of the world to come. He's not counted among those because he is sandwiched between tzaddikim, between Yosef, his father, and Chizkia, his son. Once we say that a son can be Mezakeh the father, so we don't need the reason of Yosef. We just have to say because of Chizkia, his son. So, and not because of some other reason. Rav Yosef said the reason is because actually that Rav Yirmi Ba'aber says because he was sandwiched between two tzaddikim. Rav Yosef said because he was too embarrassed to sin in front of Yeshayahu. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Mipnei ma lo manu es Yoyakim? Why wasn't Yoyakim counted among those who don't have a portion of the world to come? Mishum Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi Avuya, because of the words of Rabbi Chiya bar Avuya." It was written on the skull of Yoyakim after he died. This and something else. So what's this and something else? So the Gemara tells a story. Zikeno de Rabbi Preda Ashkach Gulota de Havakashadja Bishar Yerushalayim. So the grandfather of Rabbi Preda found a skull that was thrown in the gates of Yerushalayim, Buchsiba, and it was written on it, Zosos Acheres, this and something else. Kivrei Velo Ikabra. So he buried it in the ground because it was a skull, but it popped up again. It refused to be buried. Kavra v'loi kavra. Again, he tried to bury it again and it popped up. Amar, he said, Gugalto she Yoyakim. This must be the skull of Yoyakim. D'chsiv bei kvuras v'chamor yikaver sachu v'ashlech, etc. In Sefer Yirmiyahu, it refers to the fact that that Yoyakim will have a burial like a donkey. He'll be thrown on the streets. Amar, he said, Malkahu, at the end of the day, he's still a king. And it's not appropriate to denigrate him without that he should not be buried. Kracha Vishirai, he folded the skull in skilk. Voso Besifsa, and he placed it in a box in his house. Chazise de Visu. His wife saw this skull. So Svara had itza kamaisehava. She thought that this was his first wife. Talo kam minchele, that he didn't want to forget her. Shagra shkara tanura klase. So she lit the oven on fire and she burnt the skull in the fire. And that's why on this skull it says this and something else. Meaning this, number one, he's going to have the first punishment that he's not going to be buried. And number two, he's going to be burnt. So because he had this double punishment, that serves as a kapara in a sense. So now he was not counted among those who don't have a portion of the world to come. The Ein Eliyahu asks, why did Yoyakim get off rather easily? Well, so because he had his skull burnt, he gets a portion of the world to come. So and the Eliyahu writes, because even though he was wicked, his generation was righteous. So he didn't impact his generation that negatively like the other kings. The Marsha points out that the reason why it was written on his skull, Zos Vos Acheres, is because he wrote the name of Vodazara on his private area, and so therefore, so he was Mezalzel, he denigrated Hashem with his body, so therefore his body was also disgraced. The Ani Yitzchak writes that he burnt Yirmiyahu's skull on fire, Yirmiyahu wrote a scroll predicting the doom and gloom. And when it was read in front of him, he decided to throw into the fire. So therefore, his skull was burnt in fire. The Gemara says regarding Chizkiel, Tanya, we learn in a Brisa of Shimon ben Elazar b'Shvil HaTov b'Enecha Asisi. Because Chizkiel said to Hashem in his tefillah that I did good in your eyes. So therefore, he was punished. How? Because Ma'os, then he asked for a sign. When Sheol said that Hashem would heal him, he asked for a sign. Bishul Ma'os, because he asked for a sign. Nachrim Achil al Shulchano, that non-Jews ate on his table. Bishul Nachrim Achil al Shulchano, because non-Jews ate on his table, Garam Galus Levado, caused exile to his children. So what's this all about? And then it goes on to say, sorry, the Gemara goes on to say, Misadli Chizkiel, this supports what Chizkiel said. Damar Chizkiel comes Damin Ovid Chavim Lotok Beso, Mishamish Alav, that anyone who invites a non-Jew to his house and he serves him, Garam Galus Levadov, he causes exile to his children, Shinema Banech Sheyotu Mimcha, Sher Tolid Yikachu, that from your children that come from you, that you give birth, they will be taken by you. Sarisim, they'll be, officers in Behechal Melech Bavel, in the temple of the king of Bavel. So what happened here? So first of all, it sees that Chizkiel said, I did good to God. It seems that he expected to be healed. Yishael told him that he's going to die, and then Chizkiel davened, and he was healed. And it seems the Gemara here is criticizing him that he basically said that I sort of deserve to be healed because I did good. Now, the truth is, in Maseches Machos, Perches Halach Yudav, there's a debate that when Chizkiel daven to Hashem, some say he did good and some say he didn't do good. And perhaps this could relate to another debate, the Gemara in Brachos, that says when Chizkiel says Vato Benecha Asisi, wasn't mean that I did good in your eyes. So Rav said that he was Somech Gula Tefillah, he davened properly. Rav Levi said that he said I did good, that he hid the Sefer Fools, the book of healing, because there was a medicinal book that he hid, because maybe he didn't want people to rely too much on that. He wanted people to daven to Hashem. But if you say that he said to Hashem he did good, that meaning that he davened. So this approach says that when he said he davened well. Maybe him being mavait, that by him saying I did good was in a sense rebelling against Hashem or kicking at Hashem, acting inappropriately, because he basically told Hashem, I deserve to be healed because of what I did. I did this good act of being gone sefer refuos. I hid the book of refuos. I deserve to be healed. So maybe that's related to that. And our Gemara certainly takes the position that he did not, he acted inappropriately. That's why Ein Eliyahu understands the debate in Maseches Machos based on this question. The Ben Yoyada says that had he not praised himself, he would have gotten Nevuah. He would have had to have Yishael tell him that he would be healed. And if he would have gotten Nevuah, he wouldn't have asked for a sign. And the sign became public, because the sign was that the sun sort of turned back 10 degrees, and that was public. So the Babylonians saw, my gosh, what an unbelievable sign. So they came to visit him. So had he had Nevuah, he would have had Nevuah had he not davened incorrectly. So if he would have had Nevuah, he wouldn't have asked for a sign, and then the non-Jews wouldn't have come to his table. And so all this, so one thing led to the next. The Machse of Avram says that he flattered Rishayim. Like, what's so bad about inviting the non-Jews? Because he flattered Rishayim. And anyone who flatters Rishayim will fall because of them. The Gemara then tells the story here. He says, what did Chizkiel do with the servants of Bavel came to visit him? He said, Vayismach aleihem Chizkiel. Chizkiel was happy upon them. Vayareim es beis nechoso. And he showed them the house of Nechoso, Esa Kesav, Esa Zav, Esa Psam, Esa Shem Natov. So showed them all the silver, the gold, the spices, the good oil. Marav, my base Nechoso. He wants to know, what does it mean, base? What do you mean? He showed them base Nechoso. He said, Ishto Hishkasa Aleihem. His wife poured a cup for them. Ushmul mar beis kenasav. Shmuel said he showed them his treasure house, v'her alahem. That's what he showed them. Reuchon amar zayin ochel zayin alahem. He showed them weapons, iron that could break iron. The idea that he showed them his wife because there was a prophecy that in the future, Ben Yoyada writes, that in the future, that the women would be taken captive and they'd be sort of like servants to serve the enemies. So he thought that maybe by having his wife serve his guests, that maybe that would take care of the nevuah. But he apparently acted inappropriately in this story, by at least the Gemara is saying he's taking the view that he took upon himself that he did good. When you pray to Hashem, you say, you're supposed to say, I don't deserve it. You don't say, it's coming to me. You do mitzvos. We are rewarded for mitzvos, but we daven to Hashem. We beg for mercy. And because he didn't, so this led to, one thing led to another, which led to his children going into galus.